Okay, we're on Daf Kaf Tet tonight. Anyway, let's go over from the Mishnah we did yesterday. We said that sometimes a person can find an Aveda, and if it's an animal, so if the animal can support itself, so the animal work, and then with the work, it will feed the animal, but even there's a limitation on how long you have to keep it around. But sometimes you have an animal that doesn't support itself, so you sell the animal, and then you'll have the money. And then we had at the end of the Mishnah, the last two lines of the Mishnah, we said, this is on Kalkadam days, around 6 lines above where it gets wide. What do you do with the money once you sell the animal? Rabbi Tarfon says you could use the money. If the money gets lost, you're on the line for it. Rabbi Kiva Lo, you can't use the money. So the Gemara today will discuss what these lines mean and we'll explain shortly, okay? So go to the bottom line on top 10 days. So adkan lo pligi elak shenish tamish bahen. The Gemara assumes that when it says that lishtamish bahen, it means that he has the ability, should he choose, to use the money. Not that he actually uses the money, but he has the right to use the money for his own purposes. If you look at Rashi, the third white line, shenish tamish. Says lav dafka, it doesn't mean literally that he uses the money. So the ability to use the money is worth something. That's what we're thinking. So aval lo nishtamish ben abdu patur. So we think the pshat in the Mishnah is that machloket is that since he has the opportunity to use the money, so Rabbi Tarfon holds. Therefore, in other words, there's a shomer chinam, a shomer sachar, and a shoel. The shomer chinam is least the liability. He's only chayav for pshia. And the shomer sachar, he's chayav for geneva veda. And the shoel is chayav for own sin. So we think that Rabbi Tarfon holds, since he holds that yishtamish behen, that the person has the right to use the money, that counts like the type of sachar that's worth something to him. Therefore, he's a shomer sachar on the money. Therefore, he's chayav for geneva veda. That's what we think. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says lo yishtamish behen, he has no right to use the money, so therefore he's a shomer chinam. Okay, so we think the pshat in the Mishnah is that is again he sold something, he sold the aveda, Seth, and Seth listening, and he got money for it. Seth, you with us? He sold, he got money for it. So we have machloket tanaim in the Mishnah between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Is he chayav for, we think, for aveda, for loss? So we think the Rabbi Tarfon is saying, since he has the right, not that he is using the money, he has the right to use the money, that's worth something. So he's a Shomer Sachar. A Shomer Sachar is Chayav on Geneva Veda. And Rabbi Kiva holds he has no right to use the money, so he's a Shomer Chinam. He's not Chayav on Geneva Veda. That's what we think Pshat Mishnah is, okay? So again, let me read the lines on the Gemara. On the bottom line on Chavchan of Days, so the only machloket is concerning that they have the potential to use it. But if you have no right to use the Aveda, then everybody would agree that it's with your Patur. Meaning, they have this machloket, when you sold the Aveda, then do you have a right to use the money? And then this machloket between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. But let's say you have an Aveda that you're not going to sell. You know, you found a chair or whatever, you found, and you're just going to keep it. So then everybody would hold l'chora that you can't use the item. And if everybody holds you can't use the item, nobody would say that you're a shomer sachar on the item, you're a shomer chinam on the item. That's what we think. Okay? So let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says on the second line on the Tanaim Aleph, Lema tibei tiyuf to the Rabbi Yosef. So should we say then, again, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, they're Tanaim. And we're going to have now Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they're Amoraim. So should we say that this is going to be a kasha now against Rabbi Yosef? The Itmar, Shomer Aveda, if a person is just guarding an Aveda, not selling it, he has an Aveda, he's guarding the Aveda, Rabbi Mark Shomer Chinam, Rabbi Yosef Mark Shomer Safar. So Rabbi says that every person who guards an Aveda is a Shomer Chinam. That seems we're okay with that opinion. But Rabbi Yosef says he's like a Shomer Safar. Why he's like a Shomer Safar? This is a famous case of proofs to Rabbi Yosef, that it means that Lu Yetzur and Ani comes to you, and there's a question exactly when he comes, but you're taking care of the Aveda, so you don't have to take care of the Ani because you're busy. Your Osek mitzvah is Patur min a mitzvah. So in that way, that's proof to Rabbi Yosef. You're benefiting from that. So Rabbi Yosef says that upgrades you to a Shomer Sachar. But in our Mishnah, we just said that he had a machloket when you were, whether you had use of the money or not, but the chefs itself, then you'd definitely be a Shomer Chinam. So that doesn't sound like Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, Bilkin Beit, Rav Yosef. Everybody good so far or not? Which? Right. Wait, say again. Yeah, I mean it's greater liability. That's what I mean. Greater liability. Okay, greater liability. The greater liability is what I'm saying. Okay? Everybody with me? Okay? Now, on the fourth line. So Amar lach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would say to you, pligi the that even in the Mishnah, everybody would agree that you're chayiv for Gneva Vaveda. In other words, everybody agrees that a shomer would agree with me that a shomer is like a motzei aveda is like shomer sachar. Everybody would agree with me, Rav Yosef says. And ki pligi ba'onsim d'shoel. The machloket in the Mishnah, he understands the Mishnah differently than the way I just explained it. I'm going to read the lines of the Gemara, and then I'll explain it outside, and then we'll go on. He says, ki pligi ba'onsim d'shoel. Rabbi Tarfon Savar, Sherule Rabbanon Ishtamushi B'Gavayu, Bavale Shoel Elayhu. Rabbi Tarfon holds the Chachamim, with the money at least, permit you to use the money, and then you become like a Shoel vis-a-vis the money. So, in other words, a Shoel, I borrowed something from you, so I have the greatest liability. The greatest liability. I'm Chayav Onsin. Let's just hold off, okay, with the comments questions, okay? I'll pause in just three lines, okay? So, it means that according to Rabbi Tarfon, that the person, the Motzei Aveda with the money, because he can use the money, he becomes like a Shoel. He becomes a Shoel, he's Chayav even Ba'onsin. He says, Rabbi Akiva Sabar, Lo Sharu Banu Shtamushi B'Gavayu. The Chachamim, Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you're not allowed to use the money. He says, Hilkach Lo Habi Shoel Laihu. In other words, so you're not a Shoel. So, in other words, in the Mishnah, in other words, everybody agrees by every Aveda that Rabbi Yosef would say that you're at least a Shomer Sachar. But in the case of the Mishnah, when I could have use of the money, then Rabbi Tarfon holds, I upgraded or downgraded to my liability increases to a Shoel. And Rabbi Akiva says, I can't use the money, so I remain a Shomer Sachar. That's the way Rabbi Yosef will understand the Mishnah. I'm going to go further. All right, let me just do till the end of the sugya, and then we'll review everything and we'll go over again. Okay? So the Gemara says, "I hachi." So the Gemara says, "If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, lefichach amar Rabbi Akiva lamali. Why do we need lefichach?" In other words, in the Mishnah again, looking back at the Mishnah, it says Rabbi Tarfon says, "Yishtamish b'hem lefichach amavdu chayvach riutan." Therefore, if it's lost, you're chayvach riutan. So the way Rabbi Yosef is going to explain it. It means imabdu. We don't know this yet. It's going to mean if it had ones with it. If it's ones, he's chayav for onsim. And Rabbi Kiba says he can't use it. Lefichach ein chayav. So the Gemara said takes it that within Rabbi Akiva it's the davar pashut. If he can't use it, obviously he's not chayav in onsim. So he says on the second white line, ihachi lefichach amar Akiva lamali. If you assume machloket in the Mishnah is the way we explained it originally, they have machloket about Aveda, which is one tier lower in liability. Rabbi Kiva says the person doesn't have the right to use the money. He says, then it makes sense. If you lose it, we think it means losing it. You're not fighting for it. Because I might have thought that the person who finds an Aveda is a Shomer Sachar like Rabbi Yosef. And he's chayav for Gneva Aveda. Lefichach, Amrit, now you're saying that you can't use the money. So that makes sense. In other words, Lefichach, in other words, I would have thought, in other words, Lefichach means there's a little bit of leap. It's not so pashut. In other words, I would have thought that notwithstanding the fact that he can't use it, but I would have thought he's still a Shomer Sachar, like Rabbi Yosef. So he's chayav on Gneva Aveda, so kamashkala not. Eli Amri Gneva Aveda, the Kuli Amalo, Pligi the Chayav. But if you'll assume, the way we're assuming right now, within Rav Yosef's Hezbro, or the Hezbro on behalf of Rav Yosef, that when it comes to Gneva Aveda, everybody agrees that Shomer is chayav Gneva Aveda, he Pligi the Ons in the Shoel, the Nekudah Machloket is, are they rise to even being a Shoel? In other words, where he, let's say, uses the money, he says, my lefichach Rabbi Akiva. So, in other words, the Gemara takes it, that's obvious that if Rabbi Akiva says, I can't use the money, obviously he's not a shoel. I don't need lefichach. That's dabar pashut. So how can you violate mitna? This is what it should say. Rabbi Kiva Meir lo yishtamish bahen. Rabbi Kiva says you can't use the money. But now Yidana, the Kiva lo yishtamish bahen. I know that since he can't use the money, well, shoahol, he's not a shoel. Ve'inu chayav b'priyutan. Lepicha to Rabbi Kiva lamali. So what do we mean lepicha? So the Gemara says mishum lepicha to Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara says lepicha Rabbi Kiva does nothing. I'm just having lepicha for symmetry of language. It says lepicha by Rabbi Tarfon. Lepicha to Rabbi Tarfon nominally. Why do I need lepicha by Rabbi Tarfon? Hachi kamar came in the shtarle rabbanon shtamushi begavayu. Since the chachamim permit him to use the money, kiman de ishtamish begavayu dami. That's as if he did use the money, or he's got the same status as a person who did use the money. But chayav ba'akriyutan, and he's chayav for the item. So he means even for onus. Abdu Katani, but doesn't say own sin, it says Abdu, lost. So the Gemara says, Kid Rabba, like Rabba explains, turn page on the top line next page, Kid Rabba, the Amar Rabba, Rabba says, later on in our, not, much later in Daf and Chet, so it talks about, I think, a Mishnah Masechet Shkalim, B'nai Yishe Shalchu, so it talks about Geneva Vaveda. So Rabba says, Nignavu Balista Mizuyim. When it says Geneva, it doesn't mean garden variety Geneva. It means like armed bandits. He says, Abdu Shtabasfina Tamayam. Abdu means that the boat sank. It means onus. In other words, Geneva Vaveda, as used in that Mishnah, and similarly as used in our Mishnah, doesn't mean the typical Geneva, or we don't have Geneva, we have Aveda. Doesn't mean the typical Aveda. It means that it was an onus. An onus happened. It was always an onus is like Tabasfina Tamayam. The boat sank at sea. That's an onus. Yes, wait, that makes an onus. Let's just say, I'm going to repeat everything, then we'll take questions, okay? So again, so we're trying to figure out what's the pshat in the Mishnah. We have a machlok in the Mishnah between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. So initially, we thought the pshat in the Mishnah was that when Rabbi Tarfon says, in other words, a person sold an Aveda, he has money, he's got a bag of money that he got for the Aveda. So what's the status of that money? So the Mishnah says, yishtamish b'hen, initially we thought it meant that he theoretically could use it if he would choose to, and that theoretical possibility of using the money is like a sachar. That's what we thought, and Rabbi Kiva says not. So we thought that Rabbi Tarfon holds he's like shomer sachar, so he's chayav b'aveda, and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva holds no, that doesn't equal a sachar. That I can't use it. I don't have that potential, so it's not equal to a sachar. That's what we thought that was machloket. So then the way we initially thought it, we thought the Mishnah is talking about Aveda, plain Aveda, and we thought is he the shomer of the money? He's like a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam. But that's only with the money. But if I find something else, I found your hammer, then certainly I can't use your hammer. So then there everybody agrees that I'm a shomer chinam. That's what we thought. Okay, that's the first part. I'll do the second part in a minute. Everybody good with the first part? Again. You were here at the daf yesterday, right? Yeah. Remember when we said that certain animals, it's too much of a headache, they eat too much money, so I'm going to sell the animal and get the money for it. But typically, for an Aveda, I'm not going to sell the Aveda, I'm going to keep the Aveda till the person shows out. I'll do the hakraza during the year. It doesn't show up during the year, that's it. Let's say I found your hammer and it has your name on it. So I'm going to do the hakraza on it, and then, but I can't use it. So okay, so that's the habamim. Then the Gemara said, but wait, if that's the case, then this is going to be a kasha against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says by a shomer aveda, nothing to do with selling, by a shomer aveda is machlok between Rabba and Rav Yosef. What's the status of the shomer aveda? Rabba says that every shomer aveda is a shomer chinam, and Rav Yosef says every shomer aveda is a shomer sachar. Why is he a shomer sachar? Because Luyatsur and Ani comes to him when he's taking care of the Aveda, he could say, I'm busy taking care of the Aveda, I'm doing a mitzvah, Osef mitzvah, Patur min mitzvah. So that's his pruta, that's pruta to Rabbi Yosef. So it's like a Shomer Sachar. But here we're saying that, and these are Tanaim, that both Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva will both agree that by an Aveda, you're Shomer Chinam. So it's not looking good to Rabbi Yosef. Are you okay so far? Just on what I did, on what I said so far, not anything future. What's the little piece?
Why can't they the because he's also doing a bit.
No. So again, the idea is not just that I'm doing a mitzvah, it's that the prutah de Rav Yosef, in other words, that if an ani comes to me, so I benefit. So Rabbi Yosef says that converts him to a Shomer Sachar. I think Rabbah holds that he's
That's stop.
and
That's the money.
I think Rabbah says that's lo shchiyah, that the Ani is going to come and do that whole thing. Okay, but that okay, but Ad Kan, everybody on the
actual we're
trying to extrapolate what they hold. We're trying to extrapolate what they hold. So based on what we see in the Mishnah, we think by a regular Aveda, they'll hold Shomer Chinam. So it's Kasha against Rabbi Yosef. Okay? Everybody good? Okay. So then the Gemara says, to explain the Mishnah in accordance with Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says, we misunderstood what the Mishnah was saying. The Mishnah is not talking about the Chiyuv for an Aveda. The Mishnah is saying, is the Shomer elevated to the level of a Shoel, or elevator, or his liability increased to the level of a Shoel? In other words, that since he has the ability to use it, he's like a shoel. He's like a shoel, and he's chayav even for own sin. So according to that way of understanding, so Rabbi Tarfon says he's like a shoel. He's even chayav for own sin because he could use it. A normal aveda not. But Rabbi Kiva says no, he's not entitled to use it, so he's not a shoel. He's a regular shomer safar. But everybody will agree that every shomer is chayav for a gneiva of aveda. That's the way Rabbi Yosef will explain the Mishnah. So all the Tanaim will agree with him. The Gemara says, fine, everything is looking good. So the Gemara says, but what about this line, Lefichach, in the Mishnah? Lefichach, it seems so obvious. If I can't use it, obviously I'm not a Shoel. So the Gemara says, the Lefichach within Rabbi Akiva is because it says Lefichach with Rabbi Tarfon. The Gemara says, why do I need the Lefichach by Rabbi Tarfon? So the Gemara says that it's because he says, since the Chachamim permit him to use it, so in other words, he's saying that since the Chachamim permit you to use it, it's as if you did use it, and therefore you're chayav for own sin. That's what the Pshat in the Mishnah means. Since you theoretically could use it, according to Rabbi Tarfon, we consider it as if you did use it, and now you're a shoel, and now you're chayav and own sin. That's l'ficha. So, but Rabbi Akiva holds not this way. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but it doesn't say anything about onus. It says aveda. What is the aveda? So the Gemara says, when it says Aveda in the Mishnah, it's like a code for onus. It means like Aveda in the sense of Avda Sfina Tobayam. The boat sank at sea. It's like an onus, like something that you couldn't help happen. So Aveda is used in the Mishnah, really means an onus. Okay, now, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did in the Mishnah? What? Well, this is the easy parak. Okay, now, all right, let's see back further in the Gemara. Okay, now. All right, the second line of the Gemara on Chaf Tanim Adbei. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Tarfon. So Rav Yehuda says on the Shmuel, Halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, meaning when he sells the item and he's got the money, he has a right to use the money. So now, Biyad Rachva, Habla Yanao Zuzay Diakme. So Rachva had these Zuzim that belonged to orphans. So Atul Kamir Rav Yosef, Amar Leim Alush Tamushay B'Gavai, who says, I'm holding it for them, but can I use the money in the meantime? So Amalei Hachim Rabbi Mar Shmuel Lach Rabbi Tarfon. So Shmuel said the Lach of is Rabbi Tarfon. So Mustafa, you could use it. that's Rabbi Yosef. So Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, Love Itmar La. Was it not said concerning that statement of Shmuel? Amar Rabbi Chelbo Rabuna Lo Shanu Ella B'dmei Aveda. You can only use it if it's the money he got from an Aveda. Hold the Tarifa. In other words, he had an animal. He was busy taking care of the animal, and then eventually he sells the animal, but he did a lot of tircha with the animal until he sold the animal. So therefore, you're allowed to use the money. Habal ma'od aveda, the lo tarachahu, but if it's money from an aveda that you, in other words, you found a pile of money with a semen on it, she says, lo, in other words, you can't use the money. In other words, in this instance, where he had an item that was a big headache, you know, with this, the rooster or whatever it was, and then he sells the rooster, but he took care of the rooster for 30 days, whatever. So he had a lot of, you know, agita with this rooster. So it was so right. So we let him use it. But if I find a pile of money with a semen on it, I can't use the money. But honey, come out aveda dama. This Zeus and Ptolemy, that's like money with an aveda, but you can't use it. So Amar Lay, so if Yosef said, Zeal, lo shavki li dishri lach. You gotta go. They don't let me matu this. Indeed, you can't use it. I thought initially you could, but you can't use it. Okay.
Then the whatever it is comes to the court.
Which case are we talking about? In which case?
The case is here.
We had different cases. We had different cases.
Money.
With the Yatomim.
With the rooster.
Oh, with the Aveda.
Well, the rooster case would be a Yatomim case.
No, you're permissioning a lot of different cases. But leave out the orphans. Like all the other cases are Metziah cases. You found a Metziah. Okay, so what's the question?
So if you use it, and then the real owner comes, you have to use the money, and the real owner comes, you have to be able to come up with that money and use it.
Right.
So then why would you use it? I mean,
you don't have
to
use
money. No, if you use it, it means you need to use it. And
right.
You have to
make money. $75,000, you found it.
But if it's a 6-month CD, you're coming to me in 1 month.
All right.
Borrow interest free from
you. You know. I meant to look up this Gemara. This Gemara Maseches Tanis. It says one of the Chachamim. I think it was Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Like this person had left behind two animals, and then he kept care of the two animals. And years later, he showed up, and I think they were like goats, and he had like a whole herd of goats for him and stuff like that. But I was wondering how it, like, Shtim Sois with this Gemara, because when this Gemara doesn't sound like you have to keep the animal in 12 months, and then the animals eat a whole bunch of things. But, all right. We're now ready for Amud Beis. Okay, the next mission, the second very wide line, okay? Okay, Manitin, Masasfarim, let's say you found, it really means, again, they don't have books, Bizman Chazal, they only have scrolls, but you found Sfarim, and he says, Korei Bahen. So I could read in the scroll once every 30 days. So it means that the scroll gets moldy unless it's used, opened and closed and things like that. It means once every 30 days, I should open it up and read it. And it sounds like Sfarim might even be Sefer Torah. He says, if he doesn't know how to read, Golalon, he should still roll it open. He shouldn't study it like for the first instance because if it's the first time I'm looking at it, like somehow the use is going to damage it. In other words, I don't know what I'm doing with this. Someone going to permission to the safer. Lo yikra acherimo. And then somebody else should also not read together with him because his friend is going to pull one way, he'll pull another way. He may rip the safer. Masak sud, if the person found a garment, mina'ara echad l'shoshim yom. You should shake it out once every 30 days. And what does Rashi say? He says, he says, and then he should stretch it out for the knees of the garment, but not out of his kabbal, like to decorate the walls of his house. Let's look at Rashi, the fourth wide line. In other words, get the air, circulating in the garment. The garment doesn't get destroyed and the moth doesn't eat it. Okay, back in the Gemara. Now, let's see, he has silver vessels or copper vessels that he found. He can use it for the needs of the vessel, but not to wear down the vessel. He says, let's look at Rashi, the fourth wide line, the narrow line. Shouldn't use it, it sounds like, let's look at the earlier Rashi, the first one, Sarkan, in other words, you would keep these kalim in the ground for safekeeping. Should certainly keep them a carcass, then we'll come on. Where I learned that's the way to guard them, the ground. Therefore, periodically, I have to take it out to use it, air it, whatever, aerate it. But he says, but not the shotgun, I shouldn't use it too much, then it gets worn out. Back in the Mishnah, clay zahav, a clay zahukit, let's say it's a gold vessel or a glass vessel, lo yigaben an shavu eliyahu. You shouldn't touch it till Yonavi shows up. Or the true owner does, but it means they don't need to be aerated. They're not going to, nothing bad will happen with them. He says, Matzah sack o kupam, he found like a sack or a box, anything he normally wouldn't take, so we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to explain. It's something like Zakhain Vein of the Pichavodo. In other words, if he found something which is beneath his dignity to pick up, because he wouldn't even pick it up if it was zoned, he'd have somebody else pick it up, he's not obligated to pick it up. In other words, Gemara learns sometimes there is a situation where you are mitale mayim. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah so far? All right. Now, the first line of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hamotzei.
Sorry, I had a question.
Yeah.
Who decides if it's lefikud or not? Each person can come and say, this is beneath my dignity. Who is the judge?
Well, it means what would he normally do if it wasn't a beta? He'd pick it up if it was his own chatzah, right?
Okay.
All right, let's go further. Now, Gemara says, Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hamotzi Tfilin Bashuk, if a person finds tefillin in the marketplace, Sham Demeinu Manichan La'Alter, he evaluates, he appraises how much they're worth, and then he sells it and he puts aside the money. In other words, I'm not going to keep the tefillin around. Or we'll see in a minute. Now, what another pshat, though, that I saw quoted in the name of the Rush is Yisham Demeim, like he'll put aside the money, the value of the tefillin, and then he could wear the tefillin immediately. You know, it's like it'll be like his tefillin. In other words, let's say he'll have the tefillin evaluated at $1,000, and then he'll wear that tefillin, and then the guy shows up, he'll give him $1,000. So he says, yeah, well, that's the other pshat. But the simple is the way I did. But simple the way I just said, well, I saw maybe the rough quote, but I don't have
it. No, I'm saying maybe they were saying
Well, who knows what he's got. Anyway, now, so Matib Ravina. So Ravina asks Akasha against Shmuel from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matzah Sfarim, Kerei Bahenachal Soshim Yom. You found Sfarim, you read it once every 30 days. The main of the crowd, Golan. If you don't know how to read, you roll them. Golan in, you roll it, I aerate it, Sham Demein Manichan Lo. In other words, why is it by the Sefer? I think it's a Sefer Torah, right? In other words, why is it by the Sefer? So the Mishnah says, I just have to keep maintaining it and aerating it. And yet, with this fill-in, Shmuel teaches me that I sell it and I'm, you know, gemarni with like that. Let me see what he says about it. He says, yeah, here he says books. Okay. Anyway, let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, so Amar Abaye, Tfilin Bebar Chavu Mashka Shlichi, Svarm Lo Shlichi. So Abaye says, Tfilin, you can get them all over the place. In other words, they're available at Bebar Chavu, and I can get Tfilin were readily available typically, but Svarim I can't get so easily. In other words, if it's a regular Sefer, so it's got to be written, or if it's a Sefer Torah. You know, the only thing is, he says, yeah, I think it makes more sense that it's Torah scroll. I think it makes more sense as a Sefer Torah. You know, Bizman Chazal, you know, they wouldn't write the Torah Shaval Peh, so everything was Torah Shaval Peh, so they would just have, the only thing would be written would be like the Torah, you know, the thing like that. And then the only thing is that they have the Mishnah, then they would write Mishnah. But I think, I think Sfar makes more sense as a Sefer Torah. But anyway, let's see back on the Gemara. So he says, so the point is,
Rabbi, couldn't it be in the old days, many of the books were scrolls?
Daniel, let me help you out. Okay, you ready? I'm going to help you. Okay, now, anyway, so the main point of the Gemara is that that tefillin are readily available. So if he sells it, so then the person can come along and he can buy another pair of tefillin. But like a Sefer Torah, it's not so readily available. There I have to keep aerating it and maintaining it. Okay, all right. All right, Daniel, what did you want? Daniel? All right, let's see what's doing.
Yeah, yes. I said that maybe in the old days, people were writing regular books as scrolls. So maybe not just a Sefer Torah.
What are they writing, though? Daniel, what are they writing in the book? What are they writing?
I mean, weren't books written in scroll form? Not the Sefer Torah directly.
What books are you talking about? I saw it should I tell you. Can't write. That's what I was saying. But after the Mishnah, they can write Mishnah down. But that's the part that I was bothered with. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Now. Let's go back on the Gemara. The let me get to the place. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Hashoel Sefer Torah Mechaveiro, Areza Lo Yashilenu La'Acher. So the Brisa says, if I borrow a Sefer Torah, let's say Shimon borrows a Sefer Torah from Reuven, he Shimon shouldn't loan out the Sefer Torah to Levi. He says, Hotko b'korebo, he'll open it and he'll read in it. He shouldn't learn it for the first time from that sefer, like you wear it out. Somebody else shouldn't read it with him. We had it before, like they rip it. Mafkid is, I'm giving the sefer Torah to guard it, hold it for me. He says, so the shomer should roll it every 12 months. But then, and we don't understand the next line. It says, Potko v'korebo. And the question is, why is he allowed to be potech and read it? He's the shomer. And then if he's opening up for himself, that's korebo. We'll see in a minute. Sumchus Omer, Bechadash Shloshim Yom. If it's a new Sefer Torah, he has to roll it out every 30 days. And if it's a new one, it needs more aeration than the old one. Yashan Shneim Sar Chodesh. Rebbez Ben Yaakov Omer, Echad Zeh Shneim Sar Chodesh. 12 months for each one. So the Gemara is going to, you know, divvy up this this brisa. You know, I was thinking with the tefillin. So, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that with tefillin, when it alter, yeah. There's, you know, there's an idea in halacha that I think, like, if you don't use tefillin for 30 days, there's a presumption that you have to have a check again. In other words, like you have to have a deacon. In other words, if you haven't used tefillin, there's concern like it like got moldy or whatever happened over and stuff like that. Yeah, I suppose Rav Shachter once about it. He was saying that like it's if it was more with the weather, the temperature, and things like that. But you see, like here, he's saying like the cell that's filling. In other words, like in other words, I don't have to worry about you know like it getting harmed and things like that.
The safer check, my friend has to us that this is your only period where there does never have to check again.
Never
have it checked again. He said, "Sav is perfect. It's tight." It's No.
All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, now, okay. So we're around 20 lines down. Amar Mar. So now the last Bryce that we quoted, we're going to take it apart and dissect it. Amar Mar Hashoel Sefer Torah Mechaveiro Areis Loishen Alacher. So if Shimon borrows the Sefer Torah from Reuven, Shimon shouldn't loan the Sefer Torah to Levi. So my ear is Sefer Torah. Why do you mention the Sefer Torah? Anything that I borrow, I should lend somebody else. The Amr of Shimon Lakish, Shimon Lakish says, Kan Shana Rebbe, concerning this Mishnah Rebbe Torah, in a Shoel Rashi Lahashil, in a Socha Rashi Lahaskir. Let's look at Rashi on this. Kan Shana Rebbe, around the 20th narrow line. Kan Shana Rebbe, Vasecha Gitin Tanan, in the second we learn the Mishnah, Shalet Yet Be'eretz Israel, if a person, a man, Reuben is sending a get to his wife in Eretz Israel, so Reuben can appoint Shimon to be a shliach to deliver the get. But if Reuben says to Shimon, while you're there, you know, giving the get, please pick up my Rolex watch, which I left over at her house. He says, then Reuben should, in other words, Reuben can give the get to Shimon to deliver the get. But if Reuben's instructions were, when you deliver the get, also pick up my Rolex watch, then right, so he's not authorized to have Shimon do it. Reuven may not want his property to be in the possession of Shimon. He says, "Va'amar Reish Lakish Shalah." So Reish Lakish said concerning this that the Shtikl Torah, that Mishnah, "Kan Shana Rebbe Mishnah Zu Lamanu or Libdanu Rebbe Shestam Hamishnayot Shestam Hamishnayot." Rebbe is one who like sealed up all the Mishnayot. Ein Hashoel Chule, where he formulated the Mishnayot. He says, in other words, the person has evinced an intent that you should have the chafza, not somebody else should have the chafza. So if I tell you to pick up something, doesn't mean you tell X to pick up something. So similarly here, back in the Gemara, Darshan Lakish, Kanshana Rebbe, here Rebbe taught us in a show Rashi Lahashil, if you borrow something that doesn't authorize you to lend it to somebody else, in a socher Rashi Lahashil, if you lease something, doesn't mean that you get to lease it out to somebody else. So if that's the case, why is it here that the Torah in the Brisa emphasizes with the Sefer Torah that you shouldn't loan it to somebody else? So the Gemara says Sefer Torah is Tzrichalei. The Tana still had to emphasize that that's true by Sefer Torah. I would have thought the average person is happy that you can do a mitzvah with his property. He says Kamash Malan. So Kamash Malan means if I'm afraid the property is going to get damaged, then I'm not happy you're doing this with my mom. In other words, it's an issue like, with your tefillin or whatever else you have going on. In other words, like, the theme of the Gemara is that Nikola finished the Mitzvah Bavone, but if I'm afraid that my property is going to get damaged, then I'm not happy with you using it. So you have to, you know, I think, you know, kind of evaluate with the person, you know, be, you know, happy, you know, you, with without his knowledge.
Let's say and I lend you a luna. Can the next person lend it to can that person lend it to someone else?
Yeah, so
yeah, bad example right now.
Not such a bad example. Because you could say, maybe I think during Chol HaMoed, you could be Yosei right. with a Shua, with a Lulav that's borrowed. So it's talui on whether the person would be makpid, you know, that maybe let's say his lulav and estrog is a $200 estrog, you know, and lulav. I might be happy you know loaning it out to this 14-year-old kid or whatever with like that. So I might be makpid, but that's it. So I think you have to look into but that's the issue. All right. So let's see back in the Gemara. So, okay. Now. Then the Braisa says, now, potko v'korebo. So he said, if Shimon borrows Sefer Torah from Reuven, so Shimon shouldn't loan it to somebody else, but Shimon can open up the Sefer Torah and read from it. So the Gemara says, pshita v'elamai shayli v'nei. In other words, of course, why is he borrowing the Sefer Torah? Not to look at it. He wants the Sefer Torah. He wants to be able to read the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, you're right. That is obvious. Sefer Strichale, the Tana really didn't need that halakha. He needs the next line. Uvad shlo yilmol bo b'tchila. That you shouldn't learn from it from the first time. And it was the first time you're learning it, you're going to like, right, rough it up and damage it. Then the next line in the Bryce says, this is a different case. If Reuven says to Shimon, here's the Sefer Torah, I want you to keep an eye on it. Golo kol shnei masar kodesh. So every 12 months, Shimon should open it up and you know, aerate it. Potko b'korebo, then it says, that he should open it and can read from it. So my opinion is like, what is he doing reading from it? In other words, if I tell you to keep an eye on my Sefer Torah, doesn't mean that you get a chance to use it. So I understand aerating it. Why is the proto? And then, but two, in b'shvilo p'tacho asur. The next line says, if he opened it up for himself, he's not allowed to. Hamri potko b'korigo. So one line you say, he can open it up and read from it. And we don't understand why he could do that. And the next line says, if you open it for yourself, you can't read from it. So Haki Kamar, Gemara says this is what the Braisa means. It means he has to open up the Sefer Torah every 12 months and aerate it. Maybe roll it up, maybe, I don't know, from one end to another end and aerate the Sefer Torah. And if while he's doing that, he sees something he wants to read, so showing he could do that. But if he only opened the Sefer Torah to read it, that's not allowed. Then the next line in the Mishnah says, or the Braisa, Sumchasomer, Bechadash Soshim Yom, Yashan Shnei Star Chodesh. Sumcha says is the new Sefer Torah, so then you have to aerate it every 30 days. Let's see Rashi. B'chadash Shloshim Yom, HaChadash Meher L'Tapesh B'nei Yashan. The new Sefer Torah gets sort of like rotted out or more so than the older one. Or L'Tapesh, like with like fungus or whatever. Like he says Reb Lezer, back in the Gemara, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Meher Chadzeh B'chadzeh Shnei Star Chodesh. So again, let's go slowly with this Braisa. So the Braisa says, let me go back to the Braisa. The where is it? One second. Yeah. Okay. 1 second. Yeah. So the going with Chena Mafkid, so go local Shnei Masar Chodesh. The Tana Kama says every 12 months you have to aerate it. Then Sumcha says, if it's new every 30 days, if it's old every 12 months. Then Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, the chadzeh, whether it's new or it's old, 12 months. So we have 12 months, then we have 30 days and 12 months, then we have 12 months and 12 months. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, Hainu Tanakama. So Reb Lezer ben Yaakov seems the same as the Tanakama. Ela Ema, the way I should understand the Braisa is, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, the chadzeh shloshim yom. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, whether it's new or it's old every 30 days. So then, again, so the Tana Kama holds every 12 months I have to aerate it. And then Sumchas holds, if it's the new Sefer Torah, then every 30 days, an old one every 12 months. And Reb Yaakov says, new and old has to be every 30 days. And Rashi points out the Tana Bar Mishnah. Again, this also seems to say it's Sefer Torah. Yeah? In other words, the Mishnah is talking about Sefer Torah, as far as the Mishnah holds, it's also every 30 days. That's like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Let's take a look at the Rashi. Our Mishnah that we learned, that you read in it from the Sefer Torah once every 30 days. You don't make the things between old and new. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. That's like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Well, the Sefer Torah that we use are being rolled, but it could be.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
And even Yashan, some of them you're not touching.
I don't know.
It's climate issues.
I don't know.
Okay.
It could be.
Not a halakha.
Well, it is a halakha, but for the circumstance that Mishnah speaks about, it could be that they didn't have heating, air conditioning in their building, so you have to worry more about, you know, some sort of like rotting. Like here, we have everything HVAC controlled. Maybe it's a little different. You know, a little bit like your tefillin. All right, let's take a look. How do you know the ink is different? What makes you think it's different? Well, the Mishnah gives like the recipe to you, so, but I don't know if it's what's different. All right, let's see back on the board.
Rabbi, can you explain what the difference is if it's new or not in terms of molding? I don't understand the scientific basis.
Yeah, so all I have is what Rashi says. We did the Rashi before. Rashi said, "Achadash mohil the peshman yashan." The newer sefer Torah, like it sort of gets rot or fungus more than the older ones. So I don't know.
Is that true? I mean, is that scientifically true?
Yeah,
why? I would exactly think the opposite.
Well, that's your homework. That's your homework. Get back to us next week, Daniel. We expect an answer. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. Again, we're still focusing in the, this is in the Brisa, right? He says, one second. Yeah, the Mishnah. Yeah. It says, back to the Mishnah. So you shouldn't study, but you couldn't, this is with an Aveda. We're moving back. It's back to the Aveda. So with the Aveda, I should read it every 30 days, but I shouldn't, you know, learn it from the first, you know, from the get-go. Uraminu, lo yikra parsha vishna. So this is the stira with the following braisa. And again, presumably talking about an aveda. Is lo yikra parsha vishna. You should learn a parsha, like, and review it. Lo yikra parsha vitargim. You shouldn't read a parsha and be the targim. And apparently, it's like a longer usage. In other words, you wear it out. Lo yiftach bo yotem shoshadapim. You shouldn't open up more than three columns. Lo yikra ubo shosha ben adam. And three people shouldn't use it. He says the krachah means like in one volume. So I wasn't sure what this meant. I think he means that, let's say like gracious might be a krachachad. In other words, like shouldn't have like three people doing the same krach. So the Gemara deduces hashnayim korim, but two people could. So here our Mishnah says two people shouldn't read at the same time, but then the Brisa says like two people could. So Amar Abaye lo kasha, kan b'inyan echad, kan b'shnei inyanim. When the Mishnah says that two people shouldn't read it, it means the same Indian. In other words, we're reading the same section. So if you're reading, I'm reading, you know, you're pulling your way, and I'm pulling my way, like the thing kind of gets damaged. But if two people are doing, you're doing, you know, this section, I'm doing the other section, and it's open in front of us, so then we could have two people at the same time, but not three people at the same time. It's true. That's not really what I said, but it happens to be the case. Yeah, so I don't know what in terms of their touching the Sefer Torah, I don't know what they were doing in terms of that. But you know, like let's say you have like the Eitz Chaim, you know, you're pulling one way, another way with it, something like that. Okay, or you know, okay now, or you can pull it with like a cloth, you know, something like that. Okay now, Masak Sut Minara Echad L'Shosh Miyom. If you found a garment, you have to shake it out once every 30 days. So lemeimra denir malila. That seems like shaking it out helps the garment. But Amar Reb Yochanan, but Reb Yochanan said, "Yishushu gardi uman betoch beito." If a person has like a weaver in his house, like at his beck and call, you know, erik shutobachol yom, he could shake out his garment every day because he's going to need lots of garments, and the guy will make a new garment for him. So, but the point is, like you shouldn't be doing that. In other words, like shaking it like wears out the garment. You were saying it's good for the garment. So Amri. The Choyom Kashiva. The Gemara says if you shake it out every day, that's bad for the garment. Once every 30 days, it's good for the garment. So our Mishnah says, but once every 30 days, the Yochanan was said every day. Ibai name and Lokash, or else I could say there's no contradiction between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan, Habakkad of Habitrei. That the Mishnah says shake it out, one person shaking out the garment, that's good for the garment. But if two people grab onto the garment, and the garments aren't like our garments, like a talus. Rather, they're pulling. It's like the Sefer Torah. They're pulling it. They're going to like destroy it. Ibai name lo kasha, or else I could say there's no contradiction. Habiyada b'habachutra. You're talking about a different way of shaking it out. The Mishnah is saying shake it out with your hand, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is telling about you're beating it with a stick, so then you're going to run through it a lot of garments. Or else I could say, lo kasha, there's no kasha between the Mishnah and Rabbi Yochanan. Habda amra b'habd kitna. That Rabbi Yochanan was talking about if it's a wool garment, that'll wear out quicker. Our Mishnah is talking about a linen garment that'll last longer. So look how many answers the Gemara had here. How many did we have here? We had two, three, four. I count five. Five answers. The first was Shloshim Yom in one day. Then that's the word. Then one person, two people. Then with your hand with the stick. Then with the woolly writer. It's four answers. Okay, now I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kasa the Farshin with a Kasa the Potion. So having mentioned Rabbi Yochanan, we're mentioning other halakha Rabbi Yochanan said, but it doesn't relate to Aveda per se. So Kasa the Farshin is better to have like a cup that, like that the, you know, like the sorcerers, you know, it does something to it, which is dangerous, a little kasha of the poster, and not like a lukewarm cup. In other words, lukewarm cup is bad news for you. A little amran, a little flamat taklat. That's only if it's in a metal keli. But with lecheris lelambab, it's an earthenware vessel, it doesn't matter. With flamat taklat, not with amran, el dlo tzavitz. And even with flamat taklat, it's only if it wasn't boiled. About the tzavitz lelambab was boiled, then it's nishkeperlach. A little amran, and it's only if you didn't put like these herbs in it. If you put like these herbs in it and it tastes better, it's okay. Now, four lines from the bottom. If somebody's father left him a lot of money, and he wants to run through it, he wants to lose all the money. It means like you don't want to lose the money, but if you want to lose the money, this is what you do. So this is what you shouldn't do. Yilbash big day pishtan, the girl explained, he'll wear linen garments. He'll use glass vessels. He'll hire workers. He won't hang out with them. So the Gemara explains. He'll bash b'klei pishtan, the kitten rumita. In other words, he'll wear this Roman linen. And the Roman linen, let's see Rashi on the bottom line, kitten rumita, demei mikar is very expensive, umar and lakalo. So it costs $1,000,000 and then run out like after a week or two. You run through the money with that. He says, yishtamish b'klei zechuchit, use glass vessels with white glass. Apparently, it's going to break all the time. Then the last one is we score, and I assume it's expensive also. He says, you score polling while you're shaving my hand, you hire workers and won't hang out with the workers, you'll be the employer. Targuma, which explained that, Vittori Dinafish Se Daihu, with the Rashi, listen to the Rashi, last the line of the Rashi. Targuma Lahak Skirit the polling, Vittori Bapolim Amanikim Bishkari Balabayat. The workers who guide the oxen. The oxen was an important animal to do like the agricultural work. The next Rashi, the Nafish Psei Daihu, there's a lot of loss involved. Shirova Vodat Karkachla Mishvarim Mahaito, he says most of the work was done with oxen. Akhrishad Akramim with Diratam, but he can even, so the, in other words, plowing the vineyard and harvesting the grapes. But he can claim Akhri Shaba Agalor, they would have like the plowing vessels with a wagon, Shurat Hakarim, between the rows of the vineyard, Imahabotrim, with people who are harvesting, Vinonim Shamahanabim, and then they put the grapes there. If the owners are not keeping an eye on the workers, it's going to be a big financial loss. Shain Derek Apolim Lefus Al Hakarim, the workers don't care about the vineyard. So, in other words, they're going to destroy the vineyard and injure the Shvarim. When he get Otam Alagapanim, they're going to let the Shvarim, they're going to trample the vines, beyond the Tiot and the plantings, Baby Kalkalim, so the plants get ruined, but Shvarim is cutting the Shvarim, and the Shvarim, they get cut up and injured. So your plants get injured, the Shvarim get injured, and so that's a way to lose money fast. Okay, let's just see a little from the sheet, and then that will be it for today. One second. All right, let's take a look. All right. The Gemara rules that someone who borrows Sefer Torah may open and read from it, but he is not permitted to study something that he never learned before. Ramban writes, this restriction applies only to a Sefer Torah and Nevi'im or Ketuvim, since studying new material involves excessive contact with the scroll, and there is a concern that it would rip, but when reviewing material that was already studied, it is unnecessary to touch the parchment, and therefore it is permitted. In later generations, where they began to write even the Gemara, is permitted for someone who borrows a masechta to study that masechta, even if he has never studied it before, since regarding the study of Talmud, there is no difference regarding the manner in which one learns, whether it is a new area of study or material that is being reviewed. The Magen Mishnah writes that although the Ramban wrote his comments regarding a person who borrows a sefer, it applies the same for someone who finds the law sefer. He concludes, he remarks, however, that the words for Sarahian, the matter requires further analysis. So let's go slowly with this. So we said in the Gemara, if you borrow a sefer Torah, so I shouldn't learn something for the first time from the sefer Torah because I'm going to cause damage to it. Same thing with the Miksuvim. So the Ramban wants to say, though, with a Masechta, I could study from the sefer even if it's the first time I'm doing it. So and then the Magen Mishnah says, even though the Ramban is talking about borrowing a sefer, he wants to say the same thing would be true if I find a lost sefer. In other words, let's say I find a lost sefer, can I, while I'm holding it out to the person who, you know, lost it, can I look at the sefer? You know, or you could say by extension, let's say I'm in a base medrash and I see somebody has a sefer, can I go over to a sefer and use the sefer? So from this Ramban, it sounds like okay, but he says, it's a Yun. The Sama understood that the Magen Mishnah said Sarat Yom. So the Sama understood the Magen Mishnah was leaning towards the position that regarding a law safer, the finder is permitted to use that safer while it's in his possession, whether to study new material or whether to review old material. He also cites the Mukio safer as explicitly that the comment of the Ramban applies to lost objects as well. Other authorities disagree and maintain that the Ramban's leniency is limited to the case of a borrowed safer. Since there is no difference between how one handles the sefer, whether the material is new or old, it's assumed that the lender understood the borrower would be rough with the sefer. So he wants to, in other words, is the Ramban's din only when I borrow the sefer from you, or is it even when I find the sefer? So he says, in contrast, regarding a lost sefer, there's no indication that the owner allows others to use the sefer in a rough fashion, and it should be assumed that he does not permit the binder to use the sefer. The Ravaz understood Ramban, like the Saman, explained that it could be understood that the owner of the lost sefer is willing to allow the finder to use the sefer as an exchange for the effort the finder puts in to taking care of lost sefer until it could be returned. So it's a little bit of a shaklavataria here. Okay, now there's a story here. It doesn't really relate too much to our Gemara, but we'll do the story anyway, and that will be it. Today's daf. So we said in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Yishtamish Ben. Rabbi Kiva says, this going back to the money, you know, that you shouldn't, if you sold it, you shouldn't use the money. These obstacles, the lock obligation of one applies to the lost object. One blustery winter day, a certain newly married young man decided to get up early to learn in the big Gerer Shul in the Gula neighborhood of Yerushalayim. The young man was very glad to have a coat that had been custom made of very warm material. After davening, the young man searched for his coat, but unfortunately he could not locate it. Eventually he went home and ate breakfast. When it was time for Kolel, the cold weather reminded him of his loss, and he again went to the base medrash to look for his coat. Perhaps he had somehow missed it during his first search, or perhaps someone accidentally took the coat and later returned it to the shul after realizing his error. As he was searching, the base Yisrael of Ger motioned to the young man to approach his room. The Rebbe had noticed the young man's futile efforts and wondered what they were all about. Strictly no nonsense, the base Yisrael asked the young man why he had not yet gone to the Kolel. When the young man explained the reason for his tardiness, the Rebbe asked him to check his house to see if he had a sample of the exact material from which his coat had been sewn. I don't know who has the example, but he does. After searching for some time, the young man finally found a small piece of the fabric and brought it to the Rebbe. And it was got like a swatch of the fabric. He brings it to him. The Rebbe divided the material into four pieces and sent out four chassidim. So it's not only the base medrash, but also the nearby yeshiva Sfas Emes as well. The coat had somehow ended up in the yeshiva. The person who had accidentally taken it left it there, and one of the searching chassidim picked it up. Rebbe himself presented the coat to the happy young man after Mincha and Ger that very same day. As he did so, he offered some practical advice. Make sure to sew your name into the coat so people know to return it to you. All right, that's it. Okay. Well, can I tell you? That was it. Okay. Let me send the recording. One second. How do I get this back? Here we go.
Yeah.